Our meditation is on the faith of Bethlehem. In the second Mass for Christmas, the liturgy calls for describing the visit of the shepherds to Bethlehem. Remember, they were not exactly in Bethlehem in tending their sheep. There are several features of St. Luke's narrative that deserve our prayerful meditation. To be exact, five. Let's read the passages and then make our prayerful reflection. As soon as the angels left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Second, they went with haste. Third, they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. Fourth, when they had seen, they understood. And finally, all who heard marveled at the things told them by the shepherds. Whatever else Christmas Day is, it is the day of faith. And the ones who most clearly bring out that it was faith that gave meaning to Christmas are the shepherds. I've given a subtitle to each of our five subdivisions. St. Ignatius, in his spiritual exercises and the way he trains after 400 years his followers, is to divide and subdivide. First, faith is ready to believe. The shepherds did not hesitate. The angels, first one, then the multitude, gave the message, made the announcement, and left. The shepherds didn't then go into a huddle. What was this? Who do you think these strange creatures were? None of the shepherds suggested, "Look, fellows, we've had a hard night. This was a collective nightmare. When the angel appeared to Mary, she believed. Remember Zachary? He began to speculate. The implication for us. Whatever the Church of God teaches us, we must be ready to believe and not hesitate. There's another verb for hesitating to believe. It is called doubt. One book after another, and sadly, not a few with imprimaturs, sowing the seeds of doubt. If you believe, you believe, period. The essence of doubt is suspended judgment. And just for the record, in the vocabulary of the Church, doubt and denial are equally sins of heresy. Am I clear? In fact, in my occupation, I prefer a raw heretic who denies than a subtle dissembler who doubts. Give me a Luther or a Calvin any day. Compare, and I won't give their names. Their number is large. In Europe and America, some by now have written shelves of books questioning everything. Hello, under the guise of speculative theology. Bah. That's the first lesson. Faith is ready to believe. And how prone we are to doubt. Second, faith acts promptly on what it believes. The mysteries of our faith are not curios to be put on a shelf and looked at. Well, what a nice mystery that is. St. Luke has been called the evangelist of haste. He's got people moving in a hurry. Remember Our Lady after the Annunciation? The angel left her, and Luke, same evangelist, says she got up and went in haste. Better The Greek says she ran, which tells us something about her age. So here, the shepherds. They started immediately, and same evangelist, they ran. I often wondered what happened to the sheep. Sheep can run, can't they? Seems to me, the whole flock of them. And whether it's staffs they had, the shepherds told the sheep, no, you run too. The implication. Everything we believe is to be acted on. Let me repeat. Everything we believe is to be acted on. And may I suggest some very useful meditation. Go through some of the mysteries of our faith and ask yourself, now, how am I supposed to act on this? You don't know? Ask the Lord. Number three, faith is rewarded by vision. We are told that the shepherds, as soon as they came, seeing they understood. Of course, what we believe, we cannot in this life comprehend. But whatever we believe, and this is not a subtle theological conundrum, we cannot, this side of heaven, comprehend, but we are, this side of heaven, to understand. Our faith is to make sense. The mysteries of faith are not nonsensical words strung together. And the language of faith is necessary after 1900 years. A very subtle language. The terms used are not, needless to say, the language of the streets. But the words are so big, I don't know what they mean. Find out what they mean. Transubstantiation. A lot of people I found from the papers I've received have trouble even spelling the word, not to say understanding it. And notice, in order to understand, the shepherds had to make the effort. so do we. God wants us to grasp the meaning of what we believe, that we repeat that. God wants us to grasp the meaning of what we believe. And we should not hide behind the excuse, but this is faith. Sure, it's faith. So what? This is the main purpose for mental prayer, for meditation. That like the shepherds, we should go to the trouble of trying to penetrate or grasp the meaning of what God has revealed to us. We go on. Faith is light. If we trust in God now, we will be rewarded with seeing the truth of what we have taken on faith. The shepherds heard strange voices. Nobody complained. What could this possibly be? They went to the trouble to find out. Not to prove to themselves, notice, not to satisfy their curiosity, but to act on what the angels informed them. Faith, trust. They trusted that what was told them was true, and because they acted on their faith, they were rewarded with seeing, understanding. The mysteries of our faith are to be seen already this side of heaven, complete, total perception is reserved for heaven. But there is such a thing as seeing already on earth. The light of faith, as the church calls it, is real. Those who believe see, where those who don't believe cannot see. A child of 6 with faith sees more than a genius of 60. Finally, faith is apostolic. What happened? The shepherds came and saw, and we are told understood. But what did they do? They did not keep their faith to themselves. We are told they went around reporting to others what they had heard and seen. And those to whom the shepherds had relayed the message and passed on what they experienced in Bethlehem, the people, we are told, marveled at the wonderful things narrated to them by the shepherds. Back to ourselves. we have all been blessed with the faith. So we have. Our first duty is to act on the faith that we possess. But our second duty is to share this faith with others. And on this insight, we will spend some extra time. Faith, by its nature, is apostolic. We should not hesitate saying that the shepherds were the first apostles. Notice, the angels did not order the shepherds. After you've been to Bethlehem and seen what the Lord has told you, they were not then further told, go out and report to others what you have experienced. Nevertheless, they did so. It is impossible to exaggerate. No vocabulary I have, and it's at least an average vocabulary. No words at my disposal can express how important it is for us who have the faith to share this faith with others. There are 5 billion people in the world today. What we read in the Gospel of Luke happened some 1986 years ago, give or take a few years. Where are the shepherds whose faith is so deep that they want to share with others the mystery of the Incarnation, which they have seen and believed? Have you ever wondered why, after almost 2,000 years, not even 1 billion people are even nominally Catholic, and hardly 2 billion people in the world are even nominally Christian? How many times I try to figure out why, what happened, I'll give you my answer. Sloth, laziness, lack of zeal. All the clever books we write. The libraries are stuffed with, by now, millions of volumes. The whole civilized world came with those who were not Christians, perforce. Date their calendars from today. How the world needs, how it needs, zealous, eager, strong, industrious, ambitious apostles to tell others what the shepherds began to do in Bethlehem. But where, dear Lord, where are the zealous apostles today? When you read the story of St. Paul, it is not only long before the airplane, long before the train or the steamship, traveled in just a few years the whole Mediterranean world, not once, not twice, but three times. And the Apostle Thomas went all the way to India. Lord knows how we ever got there. There are the Francis Xavier's, who in 10 years exhausted himself. And people tell me, Father, you're wearing yourself out. I tell them, thanks for the compliment. I'm ashamed to admit that Xavier died at the ripe old age of 43. And more than once, others had to help him raise his hands and pour the water of baptism. He was so utterly exhausted. That's the fifth and last lesson of the shepherds in the gospel story of their visit to Bethlehem. Lord Jesus, you chose to reveal yourself not to the rich and mighty, but to the poor and humble. Give us, dear Savior, something of the apostolic zeal with which you, as a babe lying in a trough in a stable, what you inspired the shepherds to do, to share with others what they had seen. But dear Jesus, like the shepherds, we must see, we must understand, we must grasp who you are. an infant wrapped in rags. We must see you as our God. And then tell everyone whose lives we touch by what we say, but especially by who we are. That God has become man and dwells among us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.